Blog Talk Radio.
Racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the...
God bless you, Dr. Martin Luther King Movement. Tonight, this is Monday, the 16th Martin Luther King Movement. We're talking about what happened at Millennium Park, what happened at the Bean, what happened up in New York, and what's happening across this nation. and what's happening to you tonight. And I want to say to you, some of you try to call me, I want to thank those that I talked to up in Minnesota. And I'm praying. And Sister Ella, I talked to Sister Ella. Sister Ella told me, said it was so bad some parts of Mississippi with the new virus coming back. And she said, Bishop, it's happening all over again. And then we had 10 people get killed up in New York. But we had 10 people get killed on the weekend here in Chicago, black on black. So our youth is down at the bean, and they ain't got nowhere to go. So it's a lot going on. And I was talking to Jerry. We were talking about all the killings that go on in this country. And in this country, there's more killing going on in America than anywhere, because we have the freedom of guns. And I want to say to the kids, Mary, the kids get a cell phone and a gun. They 15, 16. If they got a cell phone, they got a gun. Okay? So they picked up 25 guns down at the Bean when they were down over the weekend. Okay? You know, police can't get all this. We got 200 kids, 3,000 kids. How can they kill all them kids? Now, what that really means, it means that we've been lied to so much. We've been lied to the Native Americans, the Indians, and the black Native Americans, okay? Let me say it again. The Indians is Native American, then the black Native American, that's us, okay? And I ain't talking about no Africans, not Native American people that have been here. Somebody said, I'm African. How you African? You ain't never been to Africa. It's been you lost. Grandmother and my grandmother, they worked here in Arkansas, Mississippi, Detroit, California. And we are traditional blacks. We got to understand, if we don't stand up, people coming to this country ain't going to stand up. You know, they waiting on us to stand up. And that's been the problem with all these new people, and they changed the thing. You're a man of color. Now I'm black. Don't put me with the Asian. Don't put me with the, I'm black. Take care of your black people. Once you understand, they said, Bernard, no, when they got on that paper, are you Afro-American? No, I'm not Afro-American. I'm a black American, okay? I'm a traditional American. That means that you already him. You was him for the white folks got him. They come and took over. So we got a lot we got to deal with in Cook County, in Chicago, in Detroit, all down through New Orleans, all down in Monroe, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. We got to deal with what's going on. There's an uptake in this virus done picked back up. So I told you, if you went to the internet, YouTube, I got a piece saying, wear your mask. Don't let no judge tell you how to live your life, because they can kill you. And I want to say this. The women, to listen to me tonight, been lied to. They have lied. They have stuck to lie. And for 15 minutes, if you got a need, go to my website, Dust Seed Amen, and plant your seed. If you got a need, I said a minute, I want to say something, but I ain't going to bust you out tonight. And we were talking, I was going to bust her out, but I don't want to get no, well, I know she's laughing, because I said I was going to say something, but I ain't going to say nothing. Pearl, I want you to get your money together. I want you to see. And don't cuss, don't holler, because God made it possible for you to get some money. And Sister Lisa, I'm looking for a donation. I'm looking for you to plant a seed. Sister Hope, I got a letter in the mail to you, and I'm looking for you to see quick, fast, and in a hurry. Breakthrough coming. This is the month of May, okay? This is the month. Happy birthday to all those May people. When I say birthday, I mean, kids, your birthday lasts all the way up to the end of the month, not just no one day. stop taking one day. If your birthday in December, the whole month of December. If your birthday in January, the whole month of January. Because your mama had 9 months to carry you. So the 9 months, you was being made. The hand of God was on you. So tonight, okay, Pearl, I haven't heard from you. I know you got rich, so you ain't called. You can't save Lois. Lois got to get the Holy Ghost to get saved. I know you're talking to her. I still told me. Lord calling with all that stuff. When you talk to crazy folks, you get crazy. When you talk to liars, you'll be a liar. You talk to robbers, you'll rob. You talk to people steal, you'll steal. Okay? You talk to people do kinky stuff, you do kinky stuff. Okay? So what I'm trying to do is bring the truth of what's going on with you. And I want to say to our black women and black men, we got to be responsible for our children. We got to be responsible, but the mamas and daddies got to be responsible. Too many guns in these streets. I was talking to Louise. Louise said, too many guns. There's too many guns out here. The average young person got a cell phone, they got a gun. Okay. They show you when they went down to the Bean downtown, I think they got 25 guns. Okay, and each gun had a cell phone. So when the kids get a cell phone, they get a gun. And it's too many guns that's loose out here. That is shooting in Chicago. Lady shooting in Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas. In a week's time, said Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, over people be shot in them different towns. Okay. Even in Arkansas, they shooting at the park. You go to picnics, they shooting. Go to church, they shooting. Hate, racism. Dr. King said it, and it's true. Racism is all of the day. So we've been lied to. What happened over in New York? What happened there? At the top of the hills, a man come 200 miles just to kill black. He's sick. But I noticed he didn't get killed. There had been a black man shot that many white folks that killed him on the spot. I ain't been racist. Just tell you how it goes. White supremacy and racism is real in America. And we can't let one sick white boy mess us up because they bring in pain. So when that pain get reversed, wonder what's going to happen. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, Chancellor. I'm right now, this is the Dr. Martin Luther King movement tonight, and I want to say the movement of MG, Marcus Garvey, the movement of MX, Malcolm X, and the movement of MLK, which is Dr. King movement, along with SCLC, these are the organizations that we're going to lift up. If you want to say, I want to give a donation, I want to help Bishop, you know, and I want you to become involved. And if you want to become involved, press 1 on your phone where I can, after we get off the show, because I'm going to listen after we get off the show because I want some of you becoming involved, not just listening, become involved in the movement. Involved in the Marcus Garvey movement, the Malcolm X movement, the Dr. Martin Luther King movement, and the Cedar Abraham movement, okay? And I want, since all this going on, black policemen got killed at the top store. What do this mean? This means that we're still dealing with racism and white supremacy in America. White folks, Democrats and the Republicans, they all just rich. Ain't none of them saying nothing about jumping on the gun lobbies. They ain't saying nothing about the people that made the gun, the factory that they put money into. You know, this white boy, they went and shot. It's a wake-up call to how hateful and racist that's going on in America. Dr. King said it. America is full of racism. They can bring whoever they want to bring in. Like Dr. King said, they still look at the color of our skin, and they tell us to get it, and they come up front. And I'm not trying to be racist. Look where you at. Look where we at now. Okay, you striving for a job, and all that money they sent to Ukraine. Look at all that money. Billions of dollars. And you sitting at home scuffling to pay your rent, scuffling to try to pay your light and gas bill. And some of you been in the army, and you still sleeping outdoors and you can't get enough money. You don't fought for this country. So it's a lot going on. But I want to talk a little bit about a lie. Lies, a dangerous thing. I just want to read a little bit about this lie, and then I'm going to be through. And I want to hear from Coretta Scott King, Dr. King's wife. Okay. Oh, let me see where I'm at right now. I don't see your hand up. Mary, thank you. Okay, I'm Mary Hawkins. Thank you, kind spirit. Are you ready to read that scripture for me?
Yes.
St. John, let me tell you what you're reading before you get your Bible. St. John chapter 8, verse 44, 45, 46, and 47. That's right, Mary?
Yes.
So will you read that for us, please? Good evening to you. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Mr. Samuel.
I got one prophecy for you. Big money that is coming to you. The money unexpected coming to you. You don't expect it, God going to get to you. Okay.
Okay.
That's a prophecy. Now you can read. Now get your, hold up, everybody listening, get your Bible, because I want you to listen to this, or you download. Okay. I'm going to talk about the big lie. And after that, I'm going to hear from Coretta Scott King. Go ahead on.
Okay. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the
now, this is John. Oh, hold up, Mary. This is John, chapter 8, verse 44. We are, read that again.
Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust
we are
of
your father, the devil. This is Jesus speaking. Go ahead on.
Ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abhorred not in the truth because there is no truth in him.
And a liar from the beginning and the truth ain't in him. Now, let me stop. Holy Mary. See, they lied. Congress lied and said they'd give us 40 acres of the mule. They lied and put up and got us out of slavery, but they didn't give us no money, no clothes, or nothing. So they trying to lie. The next lie, same-sex marriage, that's a lie. It's a divine law, man and woman. Now, if you're homosexual tonight, I'm telling you, you're living a lie. This is what the Bible's talking about. But I'm going to look. That's a lie. Women snatching babies out of their womb is a lie. It's all right. It's all right for me to do that. It's my body. It's your body, but God gave you that. If you didn't have an abortion, you need to repent. You're a murderer. Just like that boy went in that store and killed them 10 people. Some of you women tonight, as I speak, done snatched 10 or 12 babies out of your womb. So you're a murderer. If you murdered in the army, if you murdered at home, if you murdered your flesh, that's murder. Let's get it. Let's stop lying to my, I'm pro. Pro what? You know, one lady got on TV and said, I'm gay and I don't have an abortion. She needs to sit down. She's a murderer. When you kill another life, that's murder. Okay? If I go out and take a gun and shoot 5 people, I just murdered 5 people. Like the boy went up in New York, he murdered 10 people. He's a murderer. Now, if you're a woman and you done say, this is my body, you shouldn't have laid down and had sex. The bowels would be fruit and multiply. If you didn't want no babies, you ought not to lay down and open your legs. You kept your legs closed. Oh, I know it's rough tonight. Lie. Lie on top of lie. And you have become a liar. You don't want to hear the truth. I'm talking the truth. It ain't no such thing as homosexual and gay. That's a lie. That's a lie. Stop lying. Stop accepting the lie. Now, I'm telling you what the Bible says. Now, you can, that's a, homosexuality is a lie. Okay? Killing babies is a lie. This country lied and studied lying now. Okay? Now, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear a lie. Okay? Now, you don't want to hear a lie because you're real comfortable with a lie. Some of you live in a lie. Some of you gay. How you gay? I'm bisexual. Ain't no such thing as bisexual. That's a lie. We live in a lie. So when you live a lie, you act like a lie, and you curse by the Almighty. You cannot be the God that you're supposed to be. You are with something negative. They call the church called it the devil, but we call it evil spirit. We call it negative energy. Read on.
When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is
when
a liar.
Speak a lie,
and the father of it.
You see, this country have lied. That's why storms, floods, and it's still lying. To me and you, we are people of color. We've been lied to. And they say, well, you're Afro-American. I ain't no Afro-American. I am a native black American here in America, fighting witchcraft and evil and fighting all the stuff. And that's what you're fighting. You, because of the color of your skin, okay? The lie is that you ain't nobody. The lie is the lie that you ain't got no home, you ain't got nothing. That's a lie. Now, this is what your Bible said. I didn't write the Bible. This is what King James said, and he wasn't right, okay? He was a homosexual and a child molester. But the truth gonna always come out. Yeah, y'all ain't listening to me tonight. It's time for you to count up and say, what I'm gonna do. Now, the key means that you, Marcus Garvey said, let's go back to Africa. That's when our ancestors. Malcolm X said, look, by any means necessary, we ain't going nowhere. Dr. King said, we're going to stay right here. So you got to understand, don't get confused, because people come over from Africa and don't want to mess with you, because they were told, don't mess with those blacks that's already there. Okay? Like what happened when Africans come in, they move them in all white neighborhoods. Okay? Now, here's an example. Let me give you a good example. Here's the boy play basketball for Milwaukee, for the Bucks. He's talking about he come from Atlanta. He's talking about he come from London. He's from Africa. And they move him over there with the white folks in Milwaukee. Okay? He don't associate with black folks. He associate with white folks. Because he's not a traditional American. He's an Afro-American. Okay? But me and you have been here, and we are native black. That means that we were here before they, when anybody come, we were already here. Read on. The lie. I'm trying to change the lie that you've been living. The lie been cursing you. That's why you can't get your business, because you, I supposed to. Stop living the lie. Read on.
And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not.
You ain't going to. Look, I'm telling you the truth tonight. Let me tell you the truth. It said, because I tell the truth, you ain't going to believe me. Homosexual, it ain't no LBG community. That's a lie. That's the biggest lie been put on people. Black lives matter. That's a lie. Okay? If black lives matter, how come they ain't willing to help the people down, the people in Haiti? How can it help the people down in Kenya? Black lives don't matter. That's another gay thing that they put together. And you got people believing they want to bring books into the school to say it's all right for two men to marry each other. It's all right for two women to marry each other. That's the biggest lie. Stop listening to a lie. Think. God gave you a mind. I know you don't want to hear what I'm saying tonight. You got a friend that's homosexual. You might be homosexual. You got a mayor, homosexual. You got a mayor in Houston, homosexual. Huh? That ain't God. That's a lie. They living a lie, and you buying into the lie. That way you, well, and that's what they say. Hey, God said, man and woman. One lady called me this evening and said, Bishop, is a man finna get a sex change? He can get all the sex change he wants. He can't have no babies because he's born a man. Okay? So that's another lie. And all them people lying is a curse on them. Okay? You better come out of this curse. So I know you ain't going to believe the truth. That reason so much of death. That reason so much of sickness. That way so much of storms and floods. Because the lie, the curse, the lie. My thing tonight, stop lying to yourself. Know the truth. Do the truth. Huh? The virus coming. Yes, coming back. Because you study lying. You study being lied to. Okay? You study being lied to and you accept the lie. You got little kids accept the lie. Okay? That's what that read on.
Which of you convinced me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word.
What he's saying, you'll believe a lie. You believe a lie over the truth. The truth is you're a man. Woman, you're a woman. Stop reaching down there. You ain't got nothing down there. Man, switching and twisting. Living a lie. Anything, lightning might strike and hit him. God ain't pleased. And let me say, I won't put a God. The God. The God of the wind, the God of the God of the universe is not pleased with this homosexual stuff and not pleased with this lie, and these politicians going to die a real tough death because they're lying. And you got people buying into the lie. You got corporations ain't put blacks on their board, but they lie homosexual is all right. It's all right for you to dress up. You a man. You're a woman. You to dress up like a man. They living a lie. You don't want to believe the truth. And the church won't say nothing. The rabbi won't say nothing. The imam won't say nothing. They living a lie. And that means people can't get healed in the church because they living a lie. Oh, y'all, reading about Romans 1:26, it says, I turn you over to a reprobate mind because you're doing that which is unseemly. Men's going with men. Women's going, women's job over to have babies. If you're a woman, you have no baby, something wrong with you. If you're a man, you can't give no babies out, something wrong with you. Huh? You all messed up, brother. Huh? You switching and twisting, got a dress on. You crazy. And the Bible says, I'm going to turn you over to a reprobate mind. You're going to be crazy. You're going to be crazy, and people around you be crazy. I don't want no homosexuals around me. I don't want no bulldogs around me, no sisters around me, because I don't want to be crazy. Because the Bible says you'll be crazy. And if you're somebody, I pray for you and get that spell off of you. Get that curse off of you. Because there ain't nothing but a curse to block you. That's white supremacy and racism. They're giving blacks homosexual. They cutting the nuts out. Cutting the woman wound out. And trying to put a penis in a woman. And trying to take a man and put a vagina in a man. That's a lie. That's the working of the devil. That's the lie. That's the big lie. And anybody engaged in that lie, if you say, I done married, a preacher said, they want me to marry in the church. Two men want to get married. Two women want to get married. And the government says, all right. What the government doing is lying. But with the Bible, I didn't say it. Read on. I'm going to stop.
Okay, verse 47. He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God.
Now, if them that they not of God, I don't care how much they go to church, how much they say hallelujah, they ain't of God. Because if you know that you are a goddess, if you know you are God, and so we are God, and ain't no God gonna be engaged in that kind of mess. That's earthly stuff. That's what Enoch was talking about, the curse. when Enoch went up to talk to God, and he said, go back, Enoch, he said, go back and let them know. Evil is on the face of the earth. So that's why the killing is going on. That's why the murder is going on. Because they engage in lies. They engage in stuff that's not of God. It's a divine law. God said man and woman. It's a divine law. God said man and woman. That's a divine law. If you move out of the divine law, you're doing something you want to do. And most of us accept it. It's all right. They say they got a woman in the White House that she's homosexual. They got a man, he's homosexual. Now, they live in a lie. How can they speak the truth when they accept a lie? That's what the Bible's saying. You got to check yourself. If you done had abortion, and many of you women done had it, I was too young. My mama told me to get it. You got to repent. Lord, forgive me for snatching a baby out of my womb. Lord, forgive me if I went to army and killed a bunch of people. Because the Bible, that shall not kill. So the gambler can't talk about the goose. The pot can't talk about the tea killer. Both of them black. You hear what I'm saying? So it's very important to understand what if I didn't did that, I was ignorant to what's going on. Because the devil want to make you ignorant. The devil want to keep you ignorant. Read another verse. I'm going to stop.
I didn't hear you.
Read another verse.
Sure. Okay.
Read that seven verses again.
Verse 48.
Yeah.
Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and has a devil.
I want you to stop there. This Jesus was telling people, y'all is not of Abraham or Moses. Y'all is of the devil because you're doing the devil work. That's what you're doing. You're doing what the devil wants you to do. So we live in a lie. If the government said, well, I want you to get married, and the Bible told you that the way you're sin is death, give that, and you said, well, it's all right. I ain't that way, but my friend that way. They all told me the bird that run the flock together. Okay? Well, that's my, look, you got to understand those people have spirits on them. But the big lie, it ain't no LGBT community. That's a lie. And we accept the lie. And the business people got money, accept the lie. Now, what that means, let me break it down, the lie. I'm homosexual. I'm in that community. I'm gay. I'm in that community. I'm LGBT community, whatever it is. I'm bull diagnosis, what all that mess is. It's all a lie. And that's what the Bible saying. Read it for yourself. St. John 8, start at verse 44. You are the devil. Ain't no Holy Ghost in you. Ain't no healing in you. And you can't get healed. There are people dying of cancer, tuberculosis, dying, all that mess. Everything because they're living a lie. People that live anointed, God cover. But God can't cover you when you live in a lie. Let me say it again. Romans 1:26. So I turn you over to a reprobate mind, doing that was unseemly. Everything you do, a murder, killing, God already done left you alone. So you doing your thing, okay? And if you with somebody doing their thing, well, I made a mistake. And you living a lie. Stop lying and repent, or else gone all the way. What God said, if you want to be with the devil, go ahead on. Because something's going to kick you in. Okay? I want to talk in tongues, but I won't. Psalm 57, Psalm 55, Psalm 94, and Psalms 20. God bless you tonight. I thank you for that, sister, you know, you lie so much, you don't know when the truth out. I told you we're going to have flood. I told you to go get some canned goods, get your house together, because you're going to have outage this winter, this summer. You have blackout, flood, and I'm going to say this. You can write it down. On the coast, y'all want to run to Florida, you can go to Florida. It's going to be hurricanes back-to-back. Going to Las Vegas right now, the Hoover Dam just about dry. Lake Mead all the way down. They're finding bodies. Do that let you know somebody been lying to us and you still living a lie that you ain't nobody? You won't break away. And then our kids are killing each other. Every kid, they buy a cell phone and a gun. Down in Millennium Park in Chicago, they got about 40 guns. 40 cell phones, 40 gun people. They running, dropping their phone and pistol because they ain't got no belt, and the gun falling out the pocket. See what I'm saying? So what I'm telling you, the lies, that's what the Bible was talking about. You would do that of the devil. He was a liar and a killer. What's going on? The spirit of Michael, Archangel Michael, rather than the angel, trying to clean it up. I told somebody, I said, the virus coming back. Oh, it's going to be gone. It ain't going to be gone yet. They need some cleaning up got to do. 1 million die, more than that going to die. I thought they straightened up black. And he said, our judgment start in the church. You know what I mean? The bishops and prophets die in the church. Check it out. Why they die? Living a lie, ain't telling the truth. God said, I will protect you. If you are not the woman of God, anointed man of God, God gave you the recipe how to heal yourself. And Mother Frances, down in Algiers, right out of New Orleans, she made a pot of gumbo. People come and get some fruit jars. Didn't know how to get sick. But she was a little country woman, don't know what she's talking about. I'm listening to what Dr. Botcher said, and the doctor said, I'm taking shots. I got to get a booster shot. I'm getting another booster shot. How many boosters you going to take? You going to booster to be a rooster. I'm going to leave that alone. God bless you. Dr. King movement tonight is that we have to stand together. I'm going to say stop the killing, save the baby. And I want to say to the Republican and Democrat, it's some people here in America. Now, if the Republicans want to stop all these guns, turn them loose in America, it's more guns than you can go get a gun for you can get a McDonald's hamburger. That's some of the stuff that's going on tonight. Now, I want to tell you this. Don't be upset. Keep your kids at home, homeschool. Go out and wear a mask to this stuff get over with. It ain't over with yet. The lie, the truth got to come out, okay? And when the truth come out, there's a lot more people got to tell the truth. And St. John, let me see it. If you don't understand that, I explain it to you. Romans 1 and 26. I ain't going to lie to you, but I'm telling the truth. All these lies, okay? And the reason they spent $1 trillion over in Afghanistan, that was a lie. And left planes and guns and the Taliban doing the same thing they were doing before America got over there. Now we want to go over and hit Premier because they got chemical plants and stuff over there and black people that invested. McDonald's invested over there in Russia. All of them invested big money. Now they pull it out. Now we ain't going over there. You've been over there for 10 years and you still ain't put blacks on your board. Living the lie. Once you know you've been lied to, it's time for you to wake up, black man. Black woman, time for you to wake up. I'm going to do it myself. Glory, hallelujah. I want to say that. Now, I want to say this to you. I want you to join this movement. Let me say it. The Marcus Garvey movement, the Malcolm X movement, and the Dr. Martin Luther King movement, along with SCLC. I'm going to always deal with SCLC. That was Dr. King's organization. We can't let it die. That's the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. We can't let Martin Luther King's name die. We can't let Malcolm X's name die. We can't let Marcus Garvey's name die. We can't let your ancestors that have been around you die. We can't let them die. You got to keep them alive. And the way you keep them alive, you come involved. Because their lives, they dead, they done. That's a big lie. See what I'm saying? We've been lied to so much that we don't know which way is up. Okay? Been lied to every kind of way. Okay? And you just see a white boy with his crazy self. He retarded. He want to kill black folks. You know, he want to carry us back to slavery. All right? When he go to jail, they go work on him. When he go to prison, they'll work on him. He might come out there switching and twisting, showing up when he get out of prison. Float out of here, only that long. Thank you, Mother Hawkins. God bless you for that little message. Now, I want to talk tonight. You got to need to plant a seed. And I was telling the young lady today, get the Holy Ghost. But you can't get the Holy Ghost when you got a black heart, when you got a white heart. A black heart. What does that mean? When you don't be right with yourself, you don't understand what God doing for you. I want to play a little of this here, and you can get it on YouTube too. That I put this on YouTube. I want to play a little of it. I want you to hear about it, and maybe the help that you need. It's time for you to go in your business and stop holding grudges against your people. And that's what we do. We don't never forgive. Okay, we hold grudges.
Earlier has the chief dilemma of modern man. It seeks to secure moral ends through moral means. Nonviolence is a powerful and just weapon. Indeed, it is a weapon unique in history, which cuts without wound and ennobles a man's will. I believe in this method. Because I think it is the only way to reestablish the Christian community. It is a method which seeks to implement the just law by appealing to the conscience of the great decent majority. Through blindness, fear, pride, and irrationality have allowed their consciences to sleep. The nonviolent resistors can summarize their message in the following simple terms. We will take direct action against injustice. Despite the failure of governmental and other official agencies to act first, we will not obey unjust laws or submit to unjust practices. We will do this peacefully, openly, cheerfully, because our aim is to persuade. We adopt the means of nonviolence because our end is a community at peace with itself. We will try to persuade with our words. But if our words fail, we will try to persuade with our acts. We will always be willing to talk and seek fair compromise. We are ready to suffer when necessary and even risk our lives in order to become witnesses to truth as we see it. This approach to the problem is not at all without successful precedent. It was used in a magnificent way by Mohandas K. Gandhi to challenge the might of the British Empire and free his people from the political domination. economic exploitation inflicted upon them for centuries.
I feel that tonight has come for Jesus Christ was the one that freed all of us. And I want you to get ready for breakthrough. I want you to be Philippians 4:19. God will deliver the supply I'm going to make. God will open a door for you to make where you might be suffering. The success of God working for you, open the door, but door will work for you. I want you to get ready and expect a miracle. Expect God something special for you. Expect God to open the door, and the door will work for you. And as the door works for you, open up the door and let it come. God is able. Something for you. I'm praying for you this morning. Those that called us, those that came to see us, we're talking about the peace of the world. We're talking about joy and doors open up. I want to give you the prophecy. For 2019-2020, there will be a new government. 2020, there will be a door open for us. I want to share with you this morning the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King in America. We're all that's going on different races, but I want to tell you that God is able to bring us up out of the miracles of Jesus is healing our nation. The miracle of Jesus this morning is touching you. Don't forget me on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, on Sunday morning, from 11 to 12, Blog Talk Radio. I want to give you that number where you might call Blog Talk Radio to be involved in our $1 trillion flow. And that's what we're working on, our $1 trillion flow. And we might be able to open up the door. I want to thank you this morning. I'm praying for those who locked up, those in jail, those that need healing. I want to tell you, if you plan to go to my website, thusamenamdoorright.com, the picture of my plan to ministry, because I want to grow. I want what I need to grow. And if you walk in faith, God bless you. And I'm talking about peace in your life, peace with your family. God want to make a supply house, Philippians 4:19, Philippians 4:13. I want you to know St. Luke 6:38 for your miracle. Take down first and run over Matthew. And Matthew 6:38 the kingdom of the righteous God. And this morning, I want you to get ready for God. Bless you. I want you to get ready for God to open that door that's closed. Many souls have been closed in your face.
See, you have to get ready for a blessing. I want to say that. You have to get your mindset, and you have to fight the devil. Let me say it again. You have to fight the negative energy that don't want you to go forward. If it's a loan that you need, or you need somebody, you're trying to get some papers done, you're trying to get something else, but the devil put people in your vibration to tell you to take a shortcut. I'm saying, you end up in jail because you're messing with the wrong folks. And you don't have to do that. You do the right thing for the right reason. You're going to get the right result. Somebody ought to pray with me tonight. I just want to tell you that whatever's been going on with you, I want to decree tonight all is well. I told a young lady, I said, you're going to get healed because of divine word. Because the reason you don't get healed, you don't accept God. You got to get away from all the negative stuff that's around you. One lady, what's around me? I said, you know what's around you. Oh, so you have to leave that alone. And what I mean by that, you got people that is negative. You don't need that. You don't need nobody to tell you what you can't do. Because with God, all things are possible. And to you, whatever you reach out, you can get whatever you want because you got that kind of power. And I want you to reach out for the main power of what God going to do for you. And you've been saying, Bishop, what God going to do? He's going to do what you asked him to do. The reason he ain't did nothing for you, you ain't asked for nothing. You got to ask for what you want, and then you got to believe in your mind and your soul that God's going to make a happy day for you. And I want to say to you tonight, this is Dr. King Movement Night, and I want to say to you, it's time for you to conduct your business where your business will be a blessing for you. Conduct your business where God will open up a door for you. Conduct your business where God might bless you in a special way. Where every door closed, God will open up for you. And it seems like that you need to be uplifted. Yeah, you need to be uplifted some kind of way. You need to be uplifted. And once you be uplifted, God do anything, but there's no failure in God once you're uplifted. See? And once you're uplifted, every door closed will open up for you.
I don't know about you, but when all the concerts are over and the contracts have been signed, I love the Lord.
Get ready for that financial blessing.
Because before I could sing or play or direct, he heard my cry.
81.38 for that money. 96.07, get ready for some big money this month, your birthday month. This is 2022, I want you to get ready for that trip. 30.30, get ready. Yes, you can get the new car. I want to tell you, Sister Scott, you're going to get the car. It's going to work for you. I love the Lord. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. I see papers being filled out for a blessing for you. Somebody ought to say, I love the Lord. I just hear that. Ashe, answer. Let me ring the bell. Ashe. I'm praying for you, Sister Milton, lost a brother. Freddie Taylor lost a son. There's no sorrow on earth that ever cannot heal.
Yeah.
God bless you. God bless you. I just see something happen. Go to YouTube and get the Miracle Book.
Thank you.